The Bell by Iris Murdoch. Read by Miriam Margulies. Chapter 1. Dora Greenfield left her husband because she was afraid of him. She decided 6 months later to return to him for the same reason. The absent Paul, haunting her with letters and telephone bells and imagined footsteps on the stairs, had begun to be the greater torment. Dora suffered from guilt, and with guilt came fear. She decided at last that the persecution of his presence was to be preferred to the persecution of his absence. Dora was still very young, though she vaguely thought of herself as past her prime. She came of a lower middle-class London family. Her father had died when she was 9 years old, and her mother, with whom she had never got on very well, had married again. When Dora was 18, she entered the Slade School of Art with a scholarship, and had been there 2 years when she encountered Paul. The role of an art student suited Dora. It was, indeed, the only role she had ever been able wholeheartedly to play. She had been an ugly and wretched schoolgirl. As a student, she grew plump and peach-like, and had a little pocket money of her own, which she spent on big multicoloured skirts and jazz records and sandals. At that time, which, although it was only 3 years ago, now seemed unimaginably remote, she had been happy. Dora, who had so lately discovered in herself a talent for happiness, was the more dismayed to find that she could be happy neither with her husband nor without him. Paul Greenfield, who was 13 years older than his wife, was an art historian connected with the Courtauld Institute. He came of an old family of German bankers and had money of his own.